All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Evanston, Illinois. She is a professional singer, performer, and vocal coach at a musical sensation. Please welcome Victoria Adams to the show. Hi, Victoria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
All right, good, good. So, Victoria, why don't you start off by giving us a quick description of what you do?
Well, I'm a professional singer. I've been singing for about over 30 years. I'm a Reba McEntire impersonator, a Celine Dion impersonator. I sing in production shows and in bands. And I have my own studio. I've been teaching for over 20 years, and I've opened the studio 4 years ago.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about your background.
Well, my background in music, my mother was a classical pianist. My brother plays the flute. He's a substitute for the Chicago Symphony. My aunt was an actress. I've had music my whole entire life growing up. I went to theatrical school back in New York. It was called the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, and I followed through on it my whole entire life. I opened the studio. My mission is to help students learn their true voice while having fun. So I teach students locally and nationally, either on Skype or in my studio. I prepare and coach students to build strong vocal and theatrical skills while maintaining a healthy voice, showing proper placement and technique. And this also helps my students gain personality and confidence and self-esteem.
All right, very nice. So,
Thank you.
When you first started singing, what was it that inspired you to want to continue to do?
I love making people smile. I've always enjoyed the stage. There's nothing more powerful than to have people really enjoy what you do, and you on the stage enjoying it yourself. It's entertaining. It's inspirational. You put your whole entire self into it. And with that, by you enjoying your life, other people enjoy it.
So it's sort of like a butterfly effect where, like, the next person...
Oh, absolutely. It's a domino effect.
Very nice. Okay.
And it's inspiring. It's very inspiring to have people recognize how much you're enjoying yourself up there. And it really, it puts people out of the regular realm in life and puts them into a new perspective about what life is all about.
Okay. So what advice would you give to somebody who is just starting singing?
Well, first of all, you have to have fun. Singing, a lot of people want to talk from their throats, and they don't know how to actually speak properly. So what happens is they get caught up, they start to cough, and they get nervous. But when you're singing and your voice is free and resonating, there's nothing like it. It's a full-body experience, and you have facial structures in your face, hundreds of muscles in your face, and it's really a big exercise, how to stretch the muscles in the face and watching your posture and just really feeling what your body is all about.
All right. Now, you also work with business leaders for speaking classes, correct?
That's correct. So if you are in a corporate environment and you want to go and do a speech with somebody, I will teach you how to... There are color words when you're speaking and you're doing a... trying to get the audience drawn into you. So there are certain words that you make to pop out so that the audience really understands what you're talking about and they don't fall asleep during your speech. It teaches you how to make everything fun and enjoyable. Another thing is when you're speaking, a lot of times we pull back. We want to talk in our throat. But when we're out of our throat, we can be heard. Every word is clear and precise. Our diction is more open. And just by that alone, the resonance, just from talking, it bounces off the ceilings and the walls, and you can be heard much better. It also brings so much more creativity when you learn how to speak properly. It's as if you're doing an acting skill and you're doing a whole entire monologue and having that come across to the audience.
Okay, very good. And you also do theatrical workshops as well.
That's true. I teach musical theater. So what it is, it's a class where I'll teach you how to take a song and make it come across to an audience, drawing the audience in. It also helps you with diction, phrasing, how to perform your very first audition, and to relax on stage, making yourself more relaxed on stage.
Okay, and what are some of your goals for the future that you want to accomplish?
Well, I like to go out and do, there's a purpose why I have my studio, and people go through hard times in life, and songs are stories. So I'm an advocate for homelessness and domestic violence, and my company will partake in fundraisers and events with live music and entertainment of a variety of styles to fit your needs. So I'm proud to show support for organizations for those who need help and they're struggling with domestic violence and homelessness. It's called the Let Your Voice Be Heard campaign, and we will go out and do charity concerts and raise money for victims of domestic violence and homelessness.
Very good. That's incredible. It's a great cause. Nice philanthropic work right there. So what's the best way for people to contact you if they would like more information from you?
Sure. It's called themusicalsensation.com, or you can reach me via email at victoria@amusicalsensation.com. My phone number is 702-787-8982. And once again, I teach either in my studio locally or I can do classes via Skype.
All right, perfect. Victoria Adams, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. We will be right back after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.